Good afternoon, and welcome to the Two Guys One Cup FPL podcast. My name is Sham, and as promised, I'm going to give you a quick 5-minute summary from the press conferences from today and yesterday. Now, as you can imagine in press conferences, they do talk about a lot of stuff, so I'm going to try and keep this as FPL related as possible. So firstly, Man City. When Pep was asked about Mendy, he simply replied, injured. Asked how long it was and he said, I don't know. He says it's ankle. However, Sam Lee, who is the Man City correspondent for Goal, said it's a bruised metatarsal on Mendy's left foot. There's no indication on how long he's out for yet. Ben Dinnery on Twitter said that reports from France say 1 to 2 weeks. So for us FPL managers, it's really difficult to decide how long he's going to be out for. We're just not sure. KDB said he'll be back in 3 to 5 weeks or could be back. Pep said he's going good, but he doesn't know. Moving on to Spurs. So Sissoko and Dele Alli are both back training with the team. Hugo Lloris is continuing his rehabilitation. Poch said on Alli, we need to wait until tomorrow to assess whether he'll be part of the squad. Maybe we need to wait a few days before he's involved. West Ham. Pellegrini said, we will see if Arnie is fit. So no conclusive news in that sense. Hernandez is still sick and Jack Wilshere is still out. Burnley. Defoe and Brady played back behind closed doors yesterday. Neither will feature this weekend. Gibson has undergone surgery and is out for a few weeks. Leicester. Puyol said that Johnny Evans and Su Yun Cho is match fit. He said, Johnny deserves to play. He's a fantastic player. Normally he will start on Saturday. On Maguire, he said, Harry has played a lot of games and I will analyse it. So he could be giving the indication that Johnny Evans will start ahead of Maguire, but again, we don't know. Southampton, Gabbiadini is the only concern for Southampton. Ings can't play against his parent club, Liverpool. Brighton. The only player out at the moment is Gross. Izquierdo is training and Andon played 45 minutes last week and is doing well. Fulham. Kearney and Cabano are not available. Tim Ream is not ready to start but has started training. Watford. Deulofeu is back to training but not with a team. It was said, Garcia said, I think after one test on Saturday we'll see if it is possible for next week to train with us. At the moment he is not ready. Arsenal. Torreira. Emery said, I hope he will be okay for Sunday. There was also reports on the Arsenal site that Mkhitaryan is undergoing medical assessment ahead of Sunday's game. Bournemouth. Daniels is a doubt and Kyle Taylor looks like he's picking up a calf problem. On Stanislas, Eddie Howe said, looked good for the under-23s. You'll have to see if he features. Palace, no issues other than Benteke is still out. Newcastle, Lascelles is complaining about ankle. He missed a couple of training sessions but has trained the last couple of days. Lejeune is still out long-term. Everton, Jagielka, Gomez and Coleman will be unavailable. Mina had a full week working with the team. Again, we don't know whether or not he's going to be in the team, but that's what was said. And Richarlison is back from suspension. Liverpool. So Klopp said on Salah, it's completely normal for an offensive player that you have times when you're not scoring. He's in good shape. Finishing is something you never can take for granted. He was asked about Firmino and Sturridge playing together, and he said, yes, of course. Huddersfield. Everyone's fine apart from Ramadan Sobhi. He's hoping to be in training before the international break. Eric Durham is ready and trained all week, as is Kongola. United. So Mourinho said that Jones is fit again. Herrera and Rojo will not feature due to injury and Dalot won't play versus Wolves. Matic and Rashford are still suspended. Cardiff. So Warnock said that there's 1 to 2 niggles. A little bit of virus this week. Gunnarsson suffered a setback after picking up another knock midweek. So Chelsea, so I haven't got any news from their press conference yet because their flight back from Greece was cancelled last night and then rescheduled at around 3 a.m. So hopefully we'll get some news soon, and I'll tweet it out once I do. One bit of news I have seen is that Pedro said on his Twitter today, everything is okay despite the incident. So hopefully good news for Pedro owners. Wolves, again, I haven't got any details yet from their press conference. So that was your quick update, guys. I've tried to keep it as short and sweet as possible. Our podcast will be back to normal on, I think we're recording on Tuesday this week. And then again, I will be back on Friday to give you a press conference roundup. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll speak to you next week.